This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Fight Club. R.I.P. Louis Anderson. Wait, Meatloaf? I'm an idiot.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
I forgot about the pause in that. It's just exquisite.
No, I won't do that.
Not in the song. I remember the pause in the song, but in the clip.
The wait.
Spiggs and Grody on your Feel Good Football Friday. Shane, what are you doing for love this evening?
Yeah, I mean, we've all done things that maybe we don't want to do, but you do them because you love someone, you're in a good, healthy relationship, and you like to share the things that the other person enjoys with them and not just sit on the sidelines because maybe it's not something that you enjoy, right?
We've all done that.
We've done it.
And especially if that person does a lot for you.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So it becomes... becomes a no-brainer, or it better become a no-brainer if you'd like to have a healthy relationship.
Healthy relationships are about compromise and doing things that the others enjoy. That other, it's not poly thing, that the other enjoys.
You're so grown up, Shane. It's been a while since I've been here.
I feel like that, Groats.
You have matured.
Mark, you're right. It's a whole new Shane. Christine noticed as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know about that. I didn't know there was a review.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the smoking jacket, Mark? Was that the difference that you noticed?
Yeah, this Scott. Is a new shirt. It is a new shirt. Thank you for noticing.
He's getting old. He's starting to lose his beard, you know.
Oh boy.
Well, no, it's funny you say that because I did go much shorter today at the barber. I took a lot off.
Okay.
5 pounds in beard weight I lost today.
Tonight,
what are you doing?
I am going to see Wicked. Not only are we going to see Wicked, but we're sitting in the third row off to the side.
The movie.
At a movie theater that doesn't have the leather recliners, and I just found out today that the theater children, they're singing all the songs. They're at the movie singing the song. So I love Ariana Grande. I think her voice is beautiful. She's so talented. I've never seen Wicked the play either. I'm going to hear Ariana Grande sing the songs that she is
not
being paid to sing.
Not going
to
hear her much.
So I'm going to a movie tonight, right after the show, a sing-along for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, no.
In a theater in the third row to the far right that doesn't have the leather recliners.
Oh,
but I love my girlfriend.
Yes,
she wants to go. She gave me plenty of outs. But again.
Did she give you plenty of outs?
Oh, my God.
Did she have anybody else that she could have gone with?
Of course. But I said, no. You love this. I want to go do something with you that you love.
That's
you do
lovely.
That for me. She came and saw Lawrence the Band with me. She doesn't like them.
She hasn't come and seen Lawrence the Host, has she?
She hasn't, no.
No?
No, but she came and saw Lawrence the Band with me.
Okay.
She doesn't like them. She did it. I can do it.
Yes, you
but
can.
But I'm just realizing now, because I didn't find out until, I think Tanny told me, hey, dude, you know they're singing the songs in there, right?
Yeah.
Are there sanctioned shows that are sing-along shows?
I don't know.
Here's what they're doing. So I've got a 10-year-old daughter. She wants to go see the movie this weekend. We'll take her, but then this is something that I found out about, the people going to the movie theater and singing.
Yeah.
So much so that they've added... like a Surgeon General's warning to the beginning of the movie.
Ooh.
Where it's like, hey, reminder everyone, no talking, no texting, and also no singing also. So people have to have that main character energy out there. They have to do this now so people don't think it's about them everywhere they go.
How late is the show that you're going to, Shane?
It's a 6:45.
Ooh.
So we'll still be home. We'll go out for a drink or something after.
But
so we'll still be home by 10:30.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you should have gone to the late show where the theater children cannot be there singing along.
Well, we wanted to go later, but we couldn't even get two seats together later. Like, this is insane. I haven't been to a movie theater since pre-COVID. So I thought, hey, just just like then, we could just go up there and get seats as we're walking in. And I looked this morning. And
that's weird behavior in itself. You haven't been to a movie in 4 years.
I've not been to a movie theater since COVID.
That's crazy. They're fun. They're still really good. Some of them, you know, especially, you know, like Alamo Drafthouse. Let's go.
Yeah, they didn't have any spots available at that one.
My wife and my daughter went yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon to see Wicked in matching sweatshirts that they purchased it together so they could be there hanging out. And they had a mother-daughter date, and they had an absolute blast.
Grody, what's something that you've done?
You know, I was trying to think through stuff. I don't know if these all rise to the occasion. I did do a 5K that I never would have done.
Oh, man.
Never would have done. Yeah, right? I never wanted to.
That's months long, that commitment.
Yeah.
Because there was training, right?
There's training involved. We probably didn't train as much as we should have, but there was training. So there was a 5K. I was trying to. Now, this was a while ago, Shane. This is going to stun you what I'm about to say here. I did take a date to, ready for this, and at the time, I couldn't afford it. I didn't really want to do it, but I did it. I took a date to Alinea.
Oh, holy cow.
Alinea,
That's an $1,100 date.
$1,100 date. It was a big swing. Yeah. I did it all for the... But it was... It was delightful. It's an experience that I'll never forget. So I'm glad I did it now. But back then, I had no money, and I was paying for this thing for years. So there's a Alinea. And then the last thing I would say is that I went to a Lady Gaga concert with a date, and which turned out to be great.
She's awesome.
Because she is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I did not something I wanted to do going in. And I also ran into Les Grobstein and his girlfriend, Kathy.
At
the Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, over here.
And boy.
That is worth the price of admission.
It was especially.
Stephanie, over here.
A
lot of people think she's a fraud. Lady Gaga's a fraud. It's all about Madonna. Doesn't matter. And imagine my girlfriend meeting Les Grobstein.
Oh, man. Lucky her.
Oh, yeah. She was like,
it's
what?
A big night.
I think her words were, what was that?
Forget Gaga. That's her entertainment.
It was
that
so because he was Grobber was on.
Of course he was.
Like he was given the full Grobber shtick, and she was just like, "Okay, hi, very nice."
That is tremendous.
So that's where I am.
Those... 773 says 20 milligrams. Shane, I will be doing a 10. Be doing a 10.
You're gonna have a wonderful time.
Maybe that'll sound good. On the 10.
I think it's like the sound sing-along? Good if I was sober.
I heard it was great. I heard it was great. Cynthia.
Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo is the true star of this thing. She supposedly is unbelievable.
Spiegel, what have you done for all the love?
So much country music. Modern country music. I mean, attending Luke Bryan and Little Big Town, I had no interest. And then, but I did it, and you just you go as the good soldier. And then I ended up having a good time.
Okay,
I think 10 milligrams might have helped me as well.
That's neat when you end up having a good time.
Yeah, because,
you know what I mean?
Because they're happy. She was so happy, man.
Yes,
and she does so much stuff for me. I'm a lot, Mark. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. So and when that happens, it's like, all right, I got you.
Kenny, you got one before we break?
I gotta tell you, no, I'm a selfish husband.
No, you're
father,
not.
So I don't no, you know, I'm just not keeping score like you guys
stories.
Are. Out
We're
there.
Not keeping score.
You know why? Because Tanny's a good guy every day.
Yeah,
he does nice.
Know, yeah,
he
I'm
does
sure
nice
I have.
Little things.
Okay.
I'm sure I've done stuff that I didn't want to do, but who can remember when you're doing it for the love of your life? You know? Certainly not me. I couldn't keep track of
it's
that.
In his diary every day. Do neat little things for wife.
All right, hold on. Let me make a note. Do not bring up anything Tanny has said off the air. Okay, yeah. We'll just leave that all over there.
Stir it up over here.
No, you got to be safe. You got to be safe.
Okay.
You said things about your marriage.
I think you're so cool.
Why don't you say on the air what you say on the airplane? What's wrong?
Sounds good to me. I was on an airplane last week with Ryan Porth. It's pretty cool.
Were you?
No, I was not. No. He's setting up some airplane trips for me. Grody is traveling to Detroit and Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Grody is going on the road, folks.
That is great news.
It's the Grody Show. You guys go to Vegas and all these trips. I'm going to Minnesota, Detroit, and Green Bay. It's official.
I'm going to be there in Detroit. Let's link up.
Amen, bro. Yeah, you want to make some turkey?
Yeah.
Does that mean? Is that a euphemism?
Hey, me and Shane were on the sidelines making turkey, if you know what I mean.
Gobble, gobble, as they say.
Turkey, gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
It's Biggs and Grody. Olin Kreutz joins the party next on The Score.